Let me just get the eyelash out of my eye here. What you need? Well, while they do a little surgery over there, I think we went through all of our announcements earlier as far as we're up to coming up, so I'm just going to sort of launch into this. So this came out of a story that started in a dream, and I sort of finished it after I woke up, but the beginning of it was almost word for word out of the dream. It's called Interlude in a Country Drive-In. The tour bus pulled into the country drive-in, and my heart fell. A bunch of good old boys hanging around chatting, and the woman behind the counter has no qualms about sending some clueless city slicker off to the nearest McDonald's, his figurative tail between his legs. I know they're not going to have anything I can eat. I also know I have to try to order something anyways. It's a rite of passage as much as it is lunch. As I walk up to the ordering microphone, I start to sweat. Suddenly, inspiration comes. The woman behind the window eyes me warily. I take a deep breath. I know this is a long shot. I'm sure you won't have it. But I have to ask anyway. Do you have, I pause for effect, real Coca-Cola? She starts to speak, and I rush my words to cut her off. The real stuff, made with cane sugar, not this modern bilge made with, and she and I finish in unison, high fructose corn sweetener. Her face softened, and I get a glimpse of the young girl she once was, the girl who remembers hanging out here on Sunday afternoon with Mama and Daddy, dressed in her Sunday finery, her Mary Jane shod feet dangling above the ground where she sat perched on one of the benches at one of the picnic tables out back, parked in front of what to her looked like one of the world's largest ice cream sodas, with three scoops of the diner's own handmade ice cream floating in the same magic elixir I have just ordered. Her eyes shine with the memory, and she laughs at our little ending duet. No, sadly, we don't carry that. I've heard it's available if you know where to look. She pauses, thinking back to those magical sodas. I'll have to hunt some down. You're right, we should have it here, but I'm afraid we don't. She tucks the memory back into the past and sadly adds, sorry, can't help you. But it doesn't matter, because I have passed the test. Like the poor city slicker before me, I will get nothing to eat here. But I have proven to her that I still get it, that I understand her, the place, and the people sitting there. And I know full well that should I ever pass this way again, I can order a Coca-Cola, a real Coca-Cola, and they will have it, lightly chilled, in a skinny bottom glass that flares up and out at the top. It might even have a little bendy straw sticking out. Because I have not just shown her that I get it. I have reminded her that she has lost it. That they are no longer true to their roots there. To her roots. And I can see in her eyes that this will change. I climb back onto the tour bus. Hungry, thirsty, and content.
Thank you, Faith. One more hand for Faith Senyi.